The company famous for its likes is now getting an emphatic opposite reaction. Facebook says as many as 87 million people may have had their data illegally scraped during the Cambridge Analytica scandal, much higher than the previous estimate of 50 million. In Australia, it's possible more than 300,000, or 1 in 50 Facebook users, may have had their data breached. The Office of the Federal Privacy Commissioner has announced it'll investigate the matter and make plans to ensure personal information is held more securely in the future. The Greens are calling on the government to take steps to ensure any illegally obtained information isn't passed on without consent. Greens digital rights spokesman Jordan Steele John says Labor and the Coalition need to push Facebook for the full picture.
They must make sure that they use every power at their disposal to see that Facebook as a corporation informs its Australian users exactly what information has been gathered and shared, when this occurred and to what purposes it has been used. And Australian citizens have a right to expect that their government will go in to bat for them in these issues.
Senator Steele John says Facebook owes it to consumers to strive for greater transparency.
They've allowed this data to be stored and analysed by companies such as Cambridge, who then charge through the teeth of politicians to access it. And they should now take steps to do right by their users instead of their shareholders.
Facebook is taking steps to do just that, with the company now outlining a raft of new protections. They include launching an audit of third-party apps that have had access to Facebook's information and restricting their access to the site. They also include deleting phone and text logs after a year. But University of Sydney convergent and online media researcher Fiona Martin says she wants to see more.
I'm not surprised that Facebook is actually backtracking and trying to appear more transparent, because it's a huge breach of trust to have had a data breach of this size. You know, it can deter people from using both the platform and any of the third-party apps that are on it. So, look, I really welcome more revelations from Facebook.
Dr. Martin urges Australians to be more careful with the kind of information they share with social media sites.
Australians really still need to be cautious about the sort of personal information that they share on social media platforms like Facebook. I think people know the trade-off that they're making when they start to use social media. I'm just not so sure that they understand the level of profiling that's going on.
The social media agency think tank Social's Sam Mutimer says she agrees. She says it's vital that people learn from what's happened during the Cambridge Analytica scandal.
I think it's a great wake-up call, what's happening at the moment. But I think for the end consumer as well, it's just giving them the smarts to re-look into their social networking platforms, re-free the privacy settings and start to truly lock down information they don't want shared. We're living in an online world and it's up to the user in terms of what they want to share with Facebook.
Facebook's own breakdown has revealed the other countries most affected by the Cambridge Analytica breach. The United States accounts for more than 70 million, or 80%, of accounts which may have been affected. The Philippines, Indonesia, and Britain also had more than a million possible breaches. Those who may have been affected will reportedly be told via a Facebook notification early next week. Evan Young, SBS News.